Today's Shiz Masechta Saita Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Vav Amin Aleph on the top line. Begins the Gemara, the Braisa continues, Bar Re'ei Kamenisim Nasu Bais Hayoim. Let's analyze, says the Gemara, how many wonderful Nisim happened to Kal Yisrael on the day that they went through the Yarden. The first thing is that the actual passing through of the Yarden represents of a nace. Bala Hagrizim Lahar Evil. They arrived at Hagrizim and Har Evil, even though it was a trip of Yesem Shishamil, they were able to travel such a long distance. En Kaberia Yochel La'ima Bifneim. Nobody in the world was able to stand up to them. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, what the Gemara means to say is that they had nothing to be scared, even of any animals or creatures. The Kol Aymed Befreihem, anybody who tried to think about starting with Klal Yisrael, Yad Nitras, immediately his bowels moved. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that because they immediately, as soon as they thought of starting up with Klal Yisrael, they got sick. They realized that Klal Yisrael is not somebody to start up with. The other pshat that I saw is that just not that it was the reason they didn't start up; it was the result of recognizing who Klal Yisrael was. Shnema as emosi ashalach lefanecha v'moisis kol hamazeh. I will cause that they should all fear you. Vayma, people alayim, amos v'fachad. They were all very scared. And as the Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara means to say is that typically, if somebody is very frightened, his stomach gets weakened. Ajava amcha Hashem. The pasuk says that. That's a pasuk by the Shira by Klius Yamsov. The pasuk says, "Ad Yavcha Amcha Hashem Zubir Rishayna." This refers to the time when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua. "Ad Yavcha Amzu Kanisa Zubir Shnia." This refers to when Klal Yisrael when they entered Yerushalayim in the time of Ezra the second time, but a binyan based on Midrashani. Emma Miata says the Gemara based on what we have just learned. Ruin. That Nisim should have happened to Klal Yisrael when they came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, Kibir Rishayna, similar to what happened when they entered in the time of Yeshua, El Shigara Machet. Because Klal Yisrael did not act properly at that time, so that's why they didn't have the same schosim that they had when they came with Ezra. So Rashi explains, the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was destroyed because of different Averis. And those Averis that caused the Beis Hamikdash Rishon to be destroyed also continued to be the reason why they didn't have the great Nisim happen to them as they entered in the time of Ezra. The Mashah has a different pshat. The Mashah says that, as we know, not all of Klal Yisrael came to Yisrael together with Ezra. And because they didn't have all of Klal Yisrael together with them in the time of Ezra, that's why they didn't have the schusim that they had as they entered in the time of Yeshua. In fact, the Mashal continues to say that we find that the wording in the Pasuk, when they came in the time of Yeshua, the wording in the Shira, when they came in the time of Yeshua and the time of Ezra, is not the same. In the time of Yeshua, they are referred to as Amcha. In the time that they came in time of Ezra, they're referred to as Amzu. Amcha, of course, is a much stronger wording representing our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Braisa. V'acha chivius moim es avonim. Then they brought along with them the stones that they had brought when they built them to build them as Mizbeach. As Moshe Rabbeinu had instructed them before they passed the Yarden before they passed the Yarden, Moshe Rabbeinu told them to build stones to build the Mizbech Bahar Evel. And the Yaakov explains that the reason that it was that that place was stuck was chosen because it was to be a kapora for the klolos that we said at that time on Har Evel. So for all of those klolos that were mentioned on Har Evel, we need a kapora, and that was accomplished with these stones, with this mizbeach. Another pshat that I saw is that very similar. Har Grizim was already blessed because the brachas were said on Har Grizim. So in order to balance things out, they brought the stones to Har Evel that they should have a mizbeach. The Sadur Besid, and they completely covered the mizbeach with plaster. The Kosolaim as called the red Torah b'shiv meloshin, and then they wrote on it the Torah in 70 languages. Shenemar, as we learned in our previous year, the chosafta al havonim es kol divrei haTorah azois ber hetiv. So ber hetiv, as we learned, means the 70 languages. So I saw that the Sefer Gilyonei Yoel explains not that the purpose wasn't to teach the nations of the world the divrei Torah. Because as we've mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already offered the nations of the world to learn, to receive the Torah, and they refused. What the lesson here was is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to Klal Yisrael that as we go through the Golus, we're going to be in all different nations around the world, and that we should be prepared as we go through all the nations, all the various steps that we will go through in our Golus. We should always be able to understand Torah. For Helu Eilus v'Shlamim, and they brought on them as Beich Eilus v'Shlamim. For Ochlu v'Shasu v'Simchu, and they were ate and drank, and they rejoiced. And then they went through the procedure that we discussed already in the Mishnah. Baruch v'Kilalu, they said the brachas and the klolos. The kilfu as havonim, and they removed the plaster from the top of the stones. Ubal v'lono b'Gilgal, and then they went to Gilgal, and that's where, as we also have discussed, they placed these avonim there permanently. Shenemar v'avartem oisam imochem. The pasuk says that they should come with you. V'nachtem oisam b'moloin, and you should lead them in your resting place. Says the Gemara, b'chom molon b'molon. So yoch b'chom molon v'loyon. We would think that they should be carried with them wherever they stay. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, asher talinu ba halayla, the place where it was left that night. And the Ein Yaakov says, if we count all the miracles that are brought down in this price that we just learned, you'll count that there are 10 nisim. He says those 10 nisim correspond to the Asar and the Shoinus, to the 10 Shoinus that Avram Avinu was tested with, and he passed all 10 of those tests. So in Schus of those miracles, Klai Yisrael was Zoicha to all these Nisim that we've just learned in our Shir. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, how do we know that the Pasuk, that we put up these Mizbech and Har Evel? The Ksiv, Eshtema Esra, Avonim Eilu, Shalochim, and Ayardim, Hikim Yeshua, Begolgol. So everything was done in this process. Tana, the Pasuk says, V'shalachti Satsir Lufanecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to send the tzira, this is some sort of an insect, V'girsha Sachivi, V'saknani, V'sachitim Lufanecha. Says the Mar Tzira Lo'ovri Imam, the tzira did not go with them from the Eivra Yardin in Eretz Yisrael, because the Pasuk only speaks about the Chivi, Knani, and Chiti being punished by the Tzira, and not all the other nations that are in Eretz Canaan. Ask the Gemara, V'loi, is that true that the Tzira did not come with them? Ask the Gemara V'ksiv, does the Pasuk not say, V'shalachti Satzira lefanecha, that the Tzira will come with you, V'cherishes Achivi, and the Chivi is in Eretz Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Actually, the Tzira Asfas HaYarden Amda stood by the bank of the Yarden, Zorka ben Mora, and it threw its poison over the Yarden, Simsa a name Mamala, it caused them to become blind, the Sirsa Mamata, and it caused them to become sterile. Shanama, Vanochi Hishmariti, as a Mayrup name, Ashigoiva Rosam Govoi, that means he shouldn't be, they weren't able to see, and they made them sterile. So I saw that the Chavetz Chaim brings that why were they punished this way? Because the Kanani were descendants of Chum. And we all remember back to Parashas Noach how Chum had made his, had Chum had looked at the erva of his father. He wasn't supposed to look at his father's erva. And then he also made his father sterile. And therefore, because he did those terrible things to his father, that's why he was punished. His descendants were punished, as we just learned, that they became blind and that they became sterile. The reason the Ein Yaakov explains that they did not, that the Tzira did not pass over the Yarden, one is because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that Eretz Yisrael should have the Tzira in it. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu had a conversation, Kavah Yochel, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should himself lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have the Tzira enter Eretz Yisrael, that nobody should assume that it was the Tzira that conquered the land of Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rapapa, however, gives a different teretz. Rapapa Mishtei Tziras Hava, there were two Tziras. Chad de Moshe, one in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, for Chad de Yeshua, and one of the time of Yeshua. The Moshe, the Tzira that appeared in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Loyavar, didn't actually go into Eretz Yisrael. However, the Yeshua, the Tzira that appeared in the time of Yeshua, did appear, did go with, it, did that one went into Eretz Yisrael. And the Yaakov explains that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Hine, Hayom is Ochel Godlucha Be'enik Kol Yisrael, Ashiyodn Ke Asher Yisi Moish Eimach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Yeshua, set up a special tzira for Yeshua, that people should realize that Yeshua did not need the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, he had his own schus, and he had his own tzira. We learned in the Mishnah, Shish Shvatim Ola HaRosh HaGrizim, there were six Shvatim that went to the top of HaGrizim, and six Shvatim went up to Har Evel. The Pasuk in Yeshua, describing this event, says, V'chol Yisrael, Zekein HaVishvotrim, V'shoiftiv, Oim de Mizem Mizeh, Chetzi Ova Mulha HaGrizim, V'chetzi Ova Mulha HaGrizim, Keshetziv Moshe Ever Hashem, L'varach Sa'am Yisrael, B'rishoina. So the point of the Gemara is the Pasuk says, V'chetzioi. What does the Pasuk mean by saying, V'chetzioi? Arav Kahana, K'derech Shalukim Chan, the way that they were divided here, as the Pasuk describes which Shvatim were in Har Grizim and which Shvatim were in Har Evo, Kach Chalukim V'Avnei Eifed, there were Avnei Shoyam, which were put on the shoulders of the Eifed that Aaron HaKohen wore, and the way the Shvatim were divided here, that's the way they divided on the Eifed. So here, they're being brought for Bracha and Klala. There, the Eifed represents Bracha, to show us that the ultimate goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he wants to view us, is with Bracha. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Shnei Avadim Tavis Hayolei Kohen Gadol Kei Seifav, the Kohen Gadol had two stones on his shoulders, Achas Mikan V'Achas Mikan, one on each shoulder, and the names of the Shvatim were on those stones. Shishal Evan Zu, Vishishal Evan Zu, six on each stone. Shnemar, Shishim Shmoisim Eleven Achas, six on one side and six on the other side. And the pasuk says, "Veshmoy shisha nisarim al evan ashenis kisol doisam." What does that mean? Shnia, to teach us the second stone, that's where it was soldosam. It was mentioned in the order that we were born. The second stone had the shvatim listed in the order that they were born: God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Binyanim. However, v'loy rishanim kadosam. But the first stone, the names of the shvatim were not listed in the way they were born. Nay, sheyehuda mugdam. Because the first of the shvatim that's mentioned on that stone is Yehuda, says the Gemara. V'chamishim oisyus. So, and Yehuda, we know, was not the firstborn. Yehuda was the fourth. V'chamishim oisyus hayu. Furthermore, says the Braisa, there were a total of 50 letters. Esrim v'chamesh 11 zu. 25 letters on one stone. V'esrim v'chamesh 11 zu. And 25 on the other stone. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, loy kederech shechalukim, not the way that the Shvatim are mentioned, the Chamesh HaKudim, at the beginning of Sefer Midbar, chalukim ba'avnei eifed. That's not the way they were divided. That's not the order on the eifed. Ela kederech shechalukim v'chamasheni, as they are mentioned in Parshas, in Sefer Shmais, when the Pasuk lists all of the children of Yaakov that came to Mitzrayim, Ketzad. So according to this, how were they listed? On the first stone, we had Bnei Levi Kesedron, the children of Leah as they were born, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Sachar, Zvulun. On the second stone, they had Bnei Rachel, Echad Mikan, Binyamin was on the top of the stone, Vechad Mikan, and Yosef was on the bottom of the stone. Ubnei Shvachos, Don, Naphtali, God, and Asher, Be'emtzah, were mentioned between the two children of Rachel. Vela asked the Gemara, if that's the case, so that in the second stone, they're not listed according to the way they were born. Mani Mikayim, so asked the Gemara, we quoted earlier that the Pasuk says that on the second stone, on the second mountain, it was Kesal Doisam. What's Kesodosom? Says the Gemara, what it means to say is the way their names were engraved on the stones were Shemaisim Shekarim Layam Avim, according to the name that Yaakov Avinu, their father, called them, V'loy Kishem Shekarim Layam Moshe, not with the names that Moshe Rabbeinu called them. For example, Ruvain was the way Yaakov Avinu called Ruvain, and Moshe Rabbeinu called them Ruveni. So the Pasuk is saying that when they're listed, when they're engraved on the Eifed, it said Ruvain, not Ruveni. And the same Shimon v'loy Shimoni, Don v'loy Hadoni, God v'loy Hagodi. But what we see from here is that the Bryce is saying that the names on the Eifed were according to the Bryce that said that the names on the Eifed and the names on Hagrizim were the same, Tiyufta Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's opinion that says that's the way they were, Tiyufta, is refuted and says indeed Tiyufta. Ask the Gemara, so we learned earlier that the reason it says Ve'achetzya is to teach us that they were mentioned here, as they're mentioned there, but the way we're learning now, they're not mentioned the same way. Elamai, ask the Gemara what is meant when the Pasuk says, V'chetzio, says the Gemara. What it means to say is, Chetzio Shemul HaGrezim, the half of the Shvatim that were facing HaGrezim, Meruba Mishchetzio Shala Erevel, had more people than the people facing Har Evel. And the reason explains the Yaakov, because Hagrizim is the mountain on which the brachas were said. Har Evel is the mountain on which the klolos were said. And obviously we want to give preference to the bracha. And why is that? That there are more people on Hagrizim than on Har Evel? Because Mnei Shalevi Omdulmata. Levi, even though he's listed as those shvatim that belong on Har Evel, but he wasn't actually on Har Evel, he was down in the middle. Adrabba, ask the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Nei Levi, Lamata, because we're not, the people of Levi were below, Batsri Lehu, so there are less people on Har Evel. The Pasuk says that Levi was in the bottom, but Levi was in Har Grizim, and if Levi's not up there, so then Har Grizim has left. Says the Gemara, Hachikomer, this is what the Gemara means to say. Afapisha Levi Lamata, even though Levi, which is supposed to be in Har Grizim, and Levi wasn't on the bottom, and therefore that presumably should decrease the number of people, that the total of Har Grizim should be less than the total of Har Evel. B'nei Yosef Imam, they had the B'nei Yosef was on Har Grizim, and Shenemar, Yidav B'nei Yosef was Yeshua Lema, and we see that B'nei Yosef speak to Yeshua as they enter Tisrael. They say, Madu Nasatli Nach Goral Echad V'Hevel Achad, why did you give me a territory that's this small? Vani Rav, I have a lot of people. V'amalem Yeshua, and Yeshua tells them, Im Am Ravata, if indeed you are such a big group, Alelechol Yara, go into the forest and you'll be able to have room to live there. Amalehem, what Yeshua told them, Lehu Echabu Etzchem B'Yorim, if you're a very large population, what you need to be concerned about, a large population needs to be concerned about an Ayin Hara. And therefore he says, hide in the forest, Shloitishlamam Ayin Hara, that you should not be that you should be able to prevent an Ayin Hara. Amalei, so which the B'nai Yosef said to Yeshua, Zara the Yosef L'shalta B'ein Abisha, we need not be concerned about Ayin Hara. The family of Yosef has nothing to worry about Ayin Hara. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in the Brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave Shevet Yosef, Ben Pyrus Yosef, Ben Pyrus Eli Ayin, Vamra Bavua, Atikri Ali Ayin, Eli Oile Ayin. We stand above the Ayin Hara, and the Ayin Hara cannot do anything. Says the so Rashi and the Radak both point out that even though we find that Shevet Yosef told Yeshua that we have a large population, we know that Shevet Yosef was divided into Menashe and Ephraim. And he says that it was Shevet Menashe that had a large preparation, but not Shevet Ephraim. And the Yaakov explains why was that, because we find that Shevet Ephraim tried to leave Mitzrayim before the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should be leaving Mitzrayim. And many of them perished then. So they didn't have that large population, but Menashe did. And Rashi goes on to explain the reason they had this bracha is because, as we're learning now, the Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, Yaakov Avinu said when he gave the bracha to Yosef and his children, V'yidgu l'roi b'karev ha'aretz, Ma dagim shabiyam, to teach us, just like the fish in the sea, Ma'im mechassim aleim, they're covered by the water, V'ein ha'ayin, shalatzpem, because nobody could see them, they need not be worried about the ayin hara, Af Zara Shal Yosef, when we think about the children of Yosef, Ein Ayin Shalatzpem, they need not be concerned about Ayin Hara. So Din Yaakov explains why is Rabbi Yosef Chanina not satisfied with the Drasha Ben Paris Ale Ayin? Because he explains that bracha only refers to Ephraim. But we actually find that Menashe is the one that didn't have to worry about the Ayin Hara, and that's why he finds a different drasha to teach us this halacha. But ask the Gemara that we learned earlier on Amud Aleph that the names of the Shvatim had 50 letters. But ask the Gemara, that actually isn't the case. Hani chamishim oisius, when we count the 50 letters, chamishim nechichad yehaven, they're really just 49. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Yosef haysif alois achas. Gavriel added a letter to Yosef's name, shenema edus behi Yosef shamai, betseisoi El Eretz Mitzrayim. So the name of Yosef was had a yud added to it. Maskula Rav Nachman B'Yitzchok. So ask the Gemara that it doesn't seem correct to assume that they spelled Yosef on the Avnishayim Yehosef. Didn't we learn that the Pasuk of Kisaldoisam teaches us that they mentioned the way that Yaakov Avinu mentioned, the way Yaakov Avinu called them. So how do we say that they mentioned that it's the Yosef is called Yehosef? Yosef is not the way Yaakov Avinu called him. Says the Gemara, Ella, the Gemara gives a different teretz. Kol haTorah Kula, and usually when the Torah refers to Binyamin, Binyamin Ketziv with only one Yud. For Hacha, but on the Avnei, on the Avon of the Eifed, it says Binyamin with two Yuds. Ketziv, because if we look in the Pasuk, when Yaakov Avinu gave Binyamin the name Binyamin, the Pasuk says, V'ovav Karloi Binyamin. And now that works perfectly because it's Kisal Dayusam. That's the way Yaakov Avinu called him, and that's why he was inscribed that way on the Eifed. Amar Rav Chanan Rabbezna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Yosef, Shekidah Shemaim, Shemaim B'Seisr. Yosef, who was Mekadosh Shemaim in a private place, just as we're going to learn, in the home of Potiphar, it wasn't public. So one name from the Shem Hashem, the Hey, was added to his name. However, Yehuda, Shekidah Shemayim, B'Sparesya, Yehuda, the made a Kiddush Hashem publicly, as we're going to learn, Nikra Kulay, Al Shemayim, Shekidosh Baruch Hu. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that it's not just because they were the Mekadosh Shemayim, that's why the name, the letters were added. That Yosef and Yehuda represent different types of leadership in Klal Yisrael. Yehuda is the king, and the king's activities are public. Since the king's activities are public, that's why the name is Yehuda, which is public, including Hashem's name. Yosef's leadership is in a quieter way. Since Yosef's leadership is in a quieter way, it doesn't have the entire name of Hashem attached. So now the pasuk goes into discussing the episode of Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. The pasuk says, "V'yovay habaisoy lasis malachtoy." Rav Shmuel, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Charam alasis malachtoy mamish, that he came to do whatever his job was. V'charamar, and the other one says, "Lasis tzrochav nechnas." He came in; his original intention was to do an avera. Vein ish. To do the aveir with the wife of Potiphar. Continues the pasuk saying, "Vein ish me'anshe habayis shom b'bayis efsher." Says the Gemara, "How can we understand that pasuk? Efsher bayis gadol kabeishu shalois rasha. Is it possible there was a home that was so large as the home of that rasha Potiphar? Lahoya ba'ish, there was nobody there." Says the Gemara, "Tana be'ri shmol oisu yoyim." Yom Chagom Haya. That day was one of their holidays. V'hochu kulam beis avodas chavim shalahem, and they all went to worship in their beis avodas zara. V'hi amr lahem, and the wife of Potiphar said to them, "Choylihi," that she's not well, and she needs to stay home. Amra, because she said to herself, "Ein li yom sheniska li Yosef ki yom hazeh." There's no one this day that could. This is the perfect day for me to have relations. So the Maralbach asks, we just learned there's a machloikus what was Yosef's intention? Was Yosef's intention honorable to come just do his job? Or was Yosef's intention to do the Aveira? So why? Yosef was a tzaddik. So why would we explain? Why would we try to explain that Yosef meant to do the wrong thing? So he answers that as much as we want to explain that Yosef had honorable intention, there's so many psukim that indicate that it wasn't that way. First of all, the pasuk las malachtoi is superfluous. Another pshat is To spay bebigdoi means that she grabbed onto his garment. How was she able to grab onto his garment if she wasn't, if he wasn't close to her? And also the pasuk says v'teisha be'esin kashtoi, that he did not have relations, meaning that he was thinking about having, but he didn't. Says the Yavetz a different explanation. The Yavetz says that of course the goal of this Gemara is not to speak negatively about Yosef, but it's trying to teach us that how much was going on there. Yosef was a 17-year-old boy who was in Mitzrayim, which was a nation of horrible immorality. And the Beishas Pitifar was so anxious to do this Aver with him. It was so hard for a person like Yosef in the situation that he was in to overcome all of this, and still he didn't do it. Another pshat that the Inyan Yaakov says that Yosef was in jail for 12 years, as we know. Why was Yosef in jail for 12 years? As a punishment for the act, for the story with Eishes Pitifar. Says the Inyan Yaakov, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholem, never punishes a person unless they're deserving of a punishment. If Yosef was placed in prison for 12 years, it must be that he had some sort of improper intention. Of course, as we're going to learn, he didn't carry it out, but that's why he was punished. So that's why the Gemara explains that he had not the greatest of intention. The pasuk says, "V'tis b'seyu v'bigdoi lamer," to try to grab onto his clothing, saying, "Shchavim me, have relations with me." Says the Gemara, "Boyis Hashar," as about at that moment when he was considering doing the avera, his father's image became visible to him in the window. Amala Yosef, all the Shvatim's names are going to be inscribed on the Eifed. Vata b'neim, and you're one of the Shvatim. Ritzoincha, is it what you want? Shimacha shimcha b'neim, that your name should not be able to appear there? Because, as we know, Chazal teach us at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, become makom sha'atam moitzi geder avira, erva atam moitzi kedusha. There can't be kedusha, which the Avnei Eifed represent, in a person that acts that way. Ritzoincha shimacha shimcha b'neim v'tikr roi zonis, that you should be called a person acting immorally. The ksiv, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, the roi zonis of somebody who acts immorally, yovir hoin, loses a tremendous amount of schusim, loses the penalty to be on the Avnei Eifed. Says the Gemara Miyad, v'teisha be'esen kashtoi, Amar Rav Yochanan Shem Rameya, shava kashtoi l'sonoi. He withheld from having relations. So Tosfos explains that Ramash Hadashin explain how do we explain that the pasuk is that way? Because the pasuk says the ain ish mian shabayis sham mibayis. There was nobody from that belonged in the home that was there, but there was somebody else. Who was the somebody else? It was Yaakov Avinu. Why Yaakov Avinu? So the Marsha explains that Yaakov Avinu, the Chazal teach us, Tzurosoi Chakuka B'Kisei HaKavod. The image of Yaakov Avinu is engraved in the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu, who represents the perfect person who's Chakuka and the Kisei HaKavod, learned from him that that's what the way was supposed to be, not another way. Moreover, the Inyan Yaakov says that the intention here was not to say that your name won't be mentioned, because all of the names of Yaakov Avinu's children were mentioned on the Eifed. What the Gemara means to say is that your name will be faded. Your name will not be there. Says the Reb Socha Doi from Bells, what does it mean that Neiros Loi Boisisha D'yukne Shel Aviv? He says that what was the difference between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef? Yaakov Avinu, he explains, kept the Messiah, looked the way he looked, no matter in what situation he was. But we know that Yosef started to dress like the style of Mitzrayim. Basar de Musti Yoknei Shel Aviv. Yosef saw the image of his father, and he realized for a Jew to survive the horrible Golos and the nesiyonos of the Golos, he has to be separated from all the Umas Ha'olam. But then I saw that the Blujva Rebbe says that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, teaches us Yosef Mechayim as Rishonim. Yosef causes the Rishonim to realize that they don't have any good excuse. Because the Gemara says that there was no one better looking than Yosef Hatzadik, and therefore it's difficult for such a person to be able to withstand in the shyness, but Yosef Avinu was able to withstand in the shyness. What's the point of showing him the demus diyoknoi of Yaakov Avinu? So he says the Blue Rebbe, because Yaakov Avinu was also beautiful, and that's why Tsurasoi Chakuka al Kisei HaKavod. That's why his images on the Kisei HaKavod, to show Yosef that even though a person is beautiful, and that could create tremendous nisyonos, just like Yaakov Avinu was able to withstand all those nisyonos, you should be also. And then I saw that the Reb Sacha Doifenbel says that the Gemara here is not teaching us just what happened in the story of Yosef and Eishes Pitifar. The Gemara here is teaching us an important lesson. There are different times in life that a person has nisyonos, has different challenges, and he needs different ways to overcome those challenges. Teaches us the Gemara, the way a person is able to overcome those challenges is by always remembering the Mus Diuknoi Shel Aviv. Remember and think about where you come from. And if you think about where you come from, that will be a wonderful way for you to overcome different nisyonos in life. V'yifuzuz Roya Yodav, says the Gemara, Noatz Yodav Bekarka, when Yosef was trying to overcome this challenge, he put his hands on the ground, the Yotza Shechva Zera, Mipain Tziporne Yodav, and the Shechva Zera, the semen, came out from between his fingers, not Chas V'Sholem, that he should have them, have relations with her. Midei Avi Yaakov, Misham Roy Evan Yisrael, Mi garam shechakek alevnei eifed. The Gemara repeats, what caused that Yosef should be able to have his name on the avnei eifed like all the other shvatim? Av Yaakov, the fact that he saw Yaakov Avinu's image kept him in check. Misham roya evin Yisrael, Misham zochav nasa roya, that he became the shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, roya Yisrael azina noy ketzoyin Yosef. Yosef is the one that led Klal Yisrael, was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Tanya, so says the Braisa. Hayiroi Yosef lotzus many yod bei shvatim kederch shiotzim Yaakov. Yosef is compared to Yaakov Avinu, and Yosef should have had 12 shvatim just like Yaakov Avinu did. El shiotzah shechva zera paints upon a yodav, as we just learned, the shechva zera came out of his fingers. And therefore, he wasn't able to have those children. Says the Gemara, "V'afab kein yotzim binyamin achav." Even though he didn't have all of those children, his brother Binyamin had. "V'afab kein yotzu binyamin achav." They came out from Binyamin. And as the Mashal explains, Yosef and Binyamin were brothers. They were the children of Rachel. All these people were supposed to emanate from Rachel. And moreover, says the Gemara, the Kol Nukra Shmai, all of Binyamin's children their names were connected to Yosef. Shneva b'nei Binyamin Bela Becha v'Ashbel Bela Shenivla b'en Ulmas. Why was he called Bela? Because Binyamin said, my brother got absorbed, assimilated between the Umais when the brother sold him, or Becher Shvichol Imay Haya, that he was a Bechar, he was my older brother, Va'ashvel Sheshava Kale HaKadosh Baruch Hu that caused that he should be captured. Gera, Gar Bachsanyas, he was in different countries. He was not in the country where he came from. Naman, Shonon B'Yoser, he was particularly pleasant. Ache V'Roish, Achihu, we share the same parents, mother and father. V'Roish, who, he was my leader, he was the person I led up to. Mupim, that Yosef learned the halachas, that from Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu learned from Yeshivas Shem V'Oiver. Another pshat is Mupim means that he was particularly beautiful. V'chupim, Hu L'Rabbi Chupasi, V'Nai L'Rabbi Chupasoi, V'Yamin Kamted, I did not see his chuppah and he didn't see my chuppah. Aruch, Shiar L'Bein Omos Olam, he went, he was captured and lived in captivity amongst the other nations. Ikadamri Ve'eret, Shapanav Daim L'Vrad, that he was, that Yosef had the complexion of a rose. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that Binyamin says that he didn't see my chuppah and I didn't see his chuppah. And that he felt, and that was a name Binyamin felt, why a name should be given. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks, there are times in life that brothers don't attend each other's chuppah. Why was that a reason? Says the Gemara that it's not just, says, so I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky ask, answers, it's not that they didn't see each other's chuppah. Of course, it's brothers want to attend each other's chuppah, but it's not the end of the world. But they, at least, if they know about when their brother is getting married, they could be besimcha that day. They can, in those days, it was quite common that family wasn't able to go to each other's chuppah. But when family wasn't able to attend the other, the simcha of their family member that they couldn't be at the chuppah, they at least made some sort of a celebration at that time of to show that they're happy for the relative that's getting married. Binyamin said, not only did I not attend his chuppah, but I didn't even know when his chuppah was taking place that I should be happy at that time for my brother. I was so distant that I was so separated that I wasn't even able to know when his chuppah was. And since I wasn't able to know when his chuppah was, it was such a terrible tsar for me. I saw that the Sefer Likutei Yehuda actually explains that when Yosef ultimately reveals himself to his brothers, the pasuk says, "L'kulam nasan l'ish chalifa simlos, u'Binyamin nasan shloish meis." He gave Binyamin so much more. So we know that Yosef realized by Yaakov treating him differently to all the brothers, all of the tzaras that happened began with that. So how did Yosef make the same mistake of treating Binyamin differently? So he says that what he was saying, what Yosef meant to say is, if I would have been, all the other Shvatim, he explained, had gotten married before Yosef was sold. And since they had all gotten married before Yosef was sold, Yosef attended their wedding and gave them a gift. But he didn't attend the wedding of Binyamin. Since he didn't attend the wedding of Binyamin, he owed Binyamin a wedding gift. This was the way he was able to give him the wedding gift. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omar Rav Yochanan b'Shosha, Omar lo Paro lo Yosef. When Paro said to Yosef, "Aladecha lo yarm ishes yadoi v'sragel b'chol etz Mitzrayim," Omar is istagnine Paro. Paro's advisor said to him, "Evet shlocha rabba v'esmo kesef," and a servant that was bought for such a small amount of money, 20 kesef, "tamshileu aleinu," he should become our ruler. Omlam genune Malchus and the Roy Boy. I see in him the characteristics of leadership. Amru, Imken Yoideh B'Shim Lashon. So let's see if he knows the 70 languages. Bar Gavriel, so says the Gemara, Gavriel came, V'Limdoi Shivim Lashon. Taught him 70 languages. Lo have a Gagomer, but Yosef wasn't absorbing. Yosef Lo Yos Ax B'Shmai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu added one letter from Hashem's name. Shenemar, as we said earlier, Eidus B'Yosef Shamay B'Seis El Eretz Mitzrayim, and Lamachar, so like that, he was able to understand. Says the Mara Lamachar the next day, Kol Lishta D'Ishtoi Par Badei, in any language that Paroi spoke to him, Adelei, he was able to respond. Ishtoi Ibu Lashon Kodesh, and then Yosef spoke to Paro in Lashon Kodesh, and lo have a kayada maya av amar, and Paro couldn't respond. Amalei agmrei, so Paro asked Yosef, teach me Lashon Kodesh. Agmrei v'lo gomer. He tried to teach him, but he wasn't able to follow. Amalei establishly don le miglis. Swear to me that you won't tell anybody that you know that language, that I don't know that language. So he swore to him. So I saw that the Emory Emes explains that why did Yosef need Hashem's name added to him that he should be able to know Shivim Lashon. Yosef was a tremendous, brilliant person. All of a sudden, he's not able to absorb. So the Emory Emes says the hay represents the same Hashem. And the entire nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ani Hashem V'loy Malach. That we should recognize that everything that happened was only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, I saw that the Mefarshim point out that we learned in our previous Shurim that the Malachim don't know Aramis. Gavriel, however, even though the Malachim don't know Aramis, the Gavriel did know Aramis. Says the Gemara Kamalei, of Yashbiani, and says this story that Yosef made Paroi swear was very important. Because Yosef comes to Paroi and says, please let me bury my father in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, because of Yashbiani, I made a shvua, I swore to my father that I would take him there. So Paroi says to Yosef, Zil, itchel ha-shvuascha, go have your shvua annulled. If that's what you want, Vichel Nami Adidach. So then I'm going to have the shvua that you made that I made to you that I wouldn't tell anybody that you did not know Lashon Kodesh. Vavgav delay nichalei, and therefore, even though Paroi was not satisfied that Yaakov Avinu should be removed from Eretz Mitzrayim, Amalei, he had no choice but to say, Alei ukvar esavicha kashbiyacha. I have to respect the shvua. I have to respect the shvua that you made, because if I'm not going to respect that shvua, then I'm going to end up in a difficult place.